You're listening to the public feed of Carefree Highway Revisited, which includes only a portion of this conversation. To hear the complete discussion, become an FM Plus subscriber. Sign up in Apple Podcasts or see the show notes for details. This is the second part of a two-part conversation about one of Gordon Lightfoot's songs. The first part of this episode was released at an earlier date and is available for listening online. I hope you enjoy the conclusion of the conversation between me and my guest. Thank you in advance for listening.
The first guest of the evening is truly a poet. He's an artist. He is a friend and an inspiration to anyone who I think who has ever played the guitar or tried to write poetry. Would you please welcome Gordon Lightfoot?
I think I should be leaving those passing ships alone. And I think what he may be saying is that in the midst of this desire to be connected, to be part of a family, to return to shore, to extend the metaphor there, when he does see a passing ship, it brings home a whole bunch of things that he doesn't necessarily want to feel. Shame, regret, whole bunch of other things, and it's kind of emotional overload. So maybe he's saying, I really need to not be looking at this because it's making me feel too much. I'm probably zigging where he meant to be zagging. So set me right on this.
I thought strongly, and I listened to the song a whole bunch of times and reread the lyrics. You know, a passing ship can be very romantic. Where is it going? Who's on it? But I also think it's more of a metaphor for his old drinking buddies, his old flames. He's pushing 50, as you pointed out, by the time he writes this. He can't be a young buck anymore. There are other songs in his album that definitely refer to that. Again, perspective, introspective thoughts. And I just think, leave those passing ships alone. You know, whether it's a hot-looking woman or a big party or a trip where he knows there's going to be drinking or other drugs or something. I just really felt, in watching him in concert, particularly in the late 80s, he had really changed, because I knew him back when he was drinking and the concerts were quite different, particularly the after party. So I think he was growing up, and I think these lines, as you point out, do express regret, but it is a ship and ships can take you to different places also.
Yeah, it's such a brilliant metaphor. And the more we talk about it, the more facets that metaphor has. So it's great that we're talking about it like this. When the sea runs high, the sea runs wild, and I'm unsteady. Now, I looked this up because I didn't know what the sea running high meant. I thought it might have been about the tide. But the definition that I got meant that the ocean waves are very large, they're very turbulent, it's potentially dangerous because of strong winds or storms. Gee, where have we heard about this in a Lightfoot song before? And the sea level is significantly elevated, so it may be irrespective of whether the tide is in, but it does indicate that he has less control than he would if the wind were moderate or if the sea was not running high. Am I right in thinking that?
Oh, absolutely, because there's an old saying among sailors that in a storm, there's no such thing as a ship that's too big. And, you know, he has tackled this before. Another album that I thought was really overlooked, Endless Wire, on Daylight Katie, yeah. I think that was the only hit off that album. He talks about when the waves run steep and tall. You got a wave, and it can be large, but also the angle of the wave, how steep it is, whether it's 20 degree angle or way more, 60, 70. And also, I couldn't find this song. I went through hundreds of songs, but he has a great line, which is an old sailing line in one of his songs. And it says, the wind and the waves never wait for tomorrow. And I love that, because it means if you're in a storm, you're in an effing storm. You can't delay that. And so the wind and the waves never wait for tomorrow. It's right here, right now. I think you're spot on that. And when you're a sailor, particularly in a sailboat versus a powerboat, you're extremely aware of what the weather conditions are, because you may have to do a lot of tacking. The wind is in front of you and et cetera, versus just in a powerboat, just having more throttle. But sailboats, by the way, cut through the waves generally way better than powerboats.
Well, yeah, that's how they're built, I'm sure,
exactly.
Is to do that. And I think of you in the warmth of your home and family, and he's envious that he has to be out on the metaphorical ocean. They're safe at home, and he wants that on some level. I don't know who he's thinking of specifically, because I think of you, and I don't know if he's thinking of any one particular person. He might be thinking about one of his exes. He might be thinking about Kathy Smith. He might be thinking about somebody that he has an eye for at that particular time. But it really is an envy of sorts that he wants to give up one way of life for another way of life. Whether that has to do with sobriety or not, I don't know.
I think this is one of the more powerful lines in the entire song. Because when you're a sailor, it's very romantic, but you're gone. And I'm sure why you're freezing your butt off on a boat and you think of, wow, there's my friend or my lover or anybody that's sitting in front of a hearth with the warmth of the family, that's very romanticized. And there's this great movie called A Turning Point. It's an older one. And real quick, it's just about two women. One becomes a professional ballet dancer and the other one is just as good, maybe better, but she gets married and has kids. And the movie is just about how secretly they are jealous of each other. Because obviously the one woman cannot have kids, she's older, and the other one can't have a career because she's older and it passed her by. So sailors and metaphors about sailing in oceans and lakes and rivers and boats are all very romantic, both with a small R and a big R. But it's pretty cool to be home, safe, dry, and warm. Lightfoot also wrote a song called High and Dry. And,
yes.
And sailors like to be high and dry. You don't want to be low and wet.
I can't help thinking that the romance of being on the sea probably dwindles when you're soaking wet and you're freezing.
Yeah.
And
not
you
so romantic.
Are hungry. Okay, well, this is what you wanted, but it's yep. They don't show that in the movies very much.
No, just the end of Captain's Courageous.
I guess, but you
that's
know.
That's pretty dry. But the overall, the thing I just love about this, and I've said this before with our other two interviews, I don't think anyone is as good as Lightfoot as putting the listener right there. You're on that ship. You're in that field as cold and drunk as you can be. You're on the wreck of the Emma Fitzgerald. You see the crew members. Nobody does it like him. And this is so brilliant, just beyond brilliant. And not only the metaphors and the references, but the whole gestalt of I'm a sailor. Sailors have great reputations. And by the way, you mentioned that he was read this book on sea chanties. One of the most famous sea chanties is, what do you do with a drunken sailor?
Yeah.
Well, the Beach Boys took that and made it into a pretty successful song called The Sloop John B.
Yeah.
Yes. And so I'm sure Lightfoot had dozens of sailing metaphors that he used over the time, and probably many, many were left unused because there's just so they're so numerous and so fitting to metaphors about life, love, and death.
I think it was the Kingston Trio that actually did that song first. And that
I think you're right.
And that would make sense because, of course, Lightfoot is in that genre much more than he's doing what the Beach Boys were doing. But your point is well taken about the drunken sailor kind of thing. When love is true, there is no truer occupation. And he doesn't say truer than what, but I think the things that go along with being a true love, which means being a lover, being a husband, being a father, being a partner, all those things you can't do if you're away at sea. And so to have this true occupation, he's admiring that. And there's also, as we've said, some bittersweet feelings about, you know, I didn't really live up to this the way I could have and should have in the past. And there may have been very good reasons for it, but I thought that that was a really poignant line.
It really is. And again, the depth of the emotion and how we can get a glimpse into his, not only his thinking, but his feeling, how he emotes. That's a very good summation, and I think you're spot on.
Well, that's all the time we have for Here in the Public Feed. If you'd like to hear the rest of this conversation, along with all of our other extended and bonus episodes, become an FM Plus subscriber. Sign up in Apple Podcasts or at fmpods.com. You can see the show notes for details.